Exchange. Have you missed this? We got a little special guest. I mean, she's not really a guest because she's not going to be on the podcast. Her mother hopes. But she is here. Her energy is in the building. We got Millie of Mo and Millie Co. So, you know, I just feel so blessed. I feel so, you know, I feel revitalized because, you know, I see my girl. And we was just talking about how Millie is really that girl, y'all. And do y'all know why Millie is that girl? Do y'all know why? Because her mama asked her if she should cash out her money on Cash App now for $7 or wait till Wednesday. And do y'all know Millie said wait till Wednesday? Because we're not paying people to get our money. We're not doing that. And Camille knows that. And you, mind you, Camille's what, 6? Mm-hmm. My girl is 6 years old. She'll be 7 in January. Like, she's young. And she already know what the hell going on. Like, no.
She said, mommy, that's too much. I said, oh, good, $7. We can get our money right now, Camille. No, mommy, that's too much. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. She said it twice.
Somebody's the voice of reason. Here. Because me, instant. Send it now.
Ain't no need for instant gratification. That's not necessary. Why are you? I just don't like it. I'm against it. It's not my thing. It's the principle. Dead ass is the principle. Because just like you said, you made the argument like, can we not, bro? Please. Like, give them people their money so you can get your money. But like, no. I'm not broke. I want all my coins. I earn them. Like, you don't be pressed when you see that little bit of that balance go down.
No.
Go to hell.
I'm you, more offended the fact that they was going to make me wait till Wednesday to go get the money.
To
Wednesday? Like, what is the logic? Like, what is the time frame and the logic behind
to take your money because the app is free and they're trying to figure out some kind of way to get revenue.
So right. So they're like, I'm going to make her wait 3 days.
Because she can clearly do it right now. Clearly. Like, absolutely not.
So I think they do that on purpose. They'll extend that the time to get it for free just because they know. Most people, if they need their money, they want it right now.
And most people do if you're sending it through Cash App. Most people want and need their money right now. But, sweetie.
So when you stand on the, you know how some people say they send like an extra dollar or 50 cent every time they pay somebody on Cash App? Do you think that's enough to take care of the, okay, I'm going to Cash App it out? They think because you're going to Cash App it out now, that's
yeah,
why they do that?
I feel like, yeah, that's a reasonable.
I don't expect nobody to do it. I know those people do it. I never expect them to. I don't, but that was an extra fee if you do a Cash App. Like, I don't.
I have heard that, but like, not until you just said it right now that it dawned on me that like, that's why they do that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They give you like an extra dollar or 50 cents.
You know what that's like? When you go to like a small mom and pop store and they charge you to use your card.
Because why?
Because people be like, oh, they charge us. Okay, that's your responsibility. Like, you're the business. If you want to take cards, which you know most people got cards, you need to put it in the budget for that extra fee.
Right.
Why are you charging customers for that? I don't like that.
And it's really giving you getting an extra fee for whatever, because they could be charging you 25 cents, but you want to charge an extra $2 per card.
Yeah, right, card. So you can make a little extra on the card. Right. Absolutely not.
I got cash, ho.
It just feels like nickel and diamond poor people. Like, granted, like, we're not poor, but a lot of people who got Cash App are sending money often through Cash App. So it's like, or a lot of people who don't have that much money use Cash App. So why are you nickel and diming these people? You know they need their money right now. Why are you charging?
I think, again, people find any way to make an extra buck. That's one of the ways.
That's the motherfucking
charge problem. You to use your card. Charge you to use Cash App. Because some people just charge you just because you are using Cash App. What's another one? It's a lot of things. Like, if you,
I don't even like the bank charging me a service fee every month, which they don't. Like, mine is ways.
Fee, like, Ticketmaster, you know all the fees they be having when you go to buy something?
Buy a ticket.
It's like, wait.
That's why, you know what? And I forgot about the beauty and just going to the box office. Because recently for movies, because I hate paying that convenience fee online. If it's a big enough movie, I will pick my seat. But I've really just been in the habit of going early and buying my ticket there early. Because I don't want to pay all the fucking fees. Like, this ticket's already high as hell, y'all. It's the movies. Like, everybody knows that shit is expensive now. So I don't want to do all that.
It was $3 movie day on Friday.
And the movies were packed. It was yesterday, packed. When I tell you, every movie I wanted to go see, it was either almost full or it was completely sold out.
I didn't even look. First of all, my manager told us. And I was like, is she talking about like just in their area? So I kind of ignored it. But I Googled it and that shit said everywhere.
I was so excited. I said three. I thought
it was Monday. Went to the movies, child. Which, did they not? I know they probably made a lot of money. Do you think they would have made as much as they would have made at the price had it been a regular day for like a brand new movie coming out? I don't think so,
because that's what I'm saying. Like,
they should bring the prices down.
You would think, right? But I've never seen the movie. I drove past last night. I drove past the one on Phillips Highway. Is that Phillips Highway? Phillips Highway. Like, when you go into the avenues, and completely packed. The parking lot, I've never seen that parking lot that full, ever. So I was like, y'all are taking advantage of these. And they had a deal at the concession, too. I think you could get, like, a popcorn and a drink for $5 or something like that. Oh, it is. Right. So I was like, okay.
My next thing was going to be, if they had lower movie costs, they could just keep the prices of that expensive-ass concession stand stuff the same.
Right.
But and yeah. You can make up the difference for whatever, but like...
Movie tickets went from being like, what, like $9 to like $12. Like a regular adult movie ticket is like $12.
Why are we paying those? But okay. And then they got you, they'll be like, oh, it's an IMAX one, or it's a Dolby, oh, it's a... And it's like, wait, so y'all got different versions of each movie.
Yes.
So now this one costs more than that one, and that one costs more than this. It's like, all right.
I was very confused about Dolby when it first came out. And I was like, is this supposed to be IMAX? Like, what's the difference? I did not understand. And you know what? I went to go see Toy Story 4 in Dolby, and before the movie, they showed, like, what's the difference? And I was just like, okay, girl.
Okay, girl.
If y'all say so.
Thank you, I guess.
Hot-ass tickets.
But then, I'm like, would y'all really be losing out on money if y'all made the ticket price $10 or less, $8 or less? Because the shit would be packed out like it used to be back in the day.
Right, right.
You get everybody in there trying to watch movies instead of, like, bootlegging and waiting for it to come out on streaming.
Which is a huge thing. That must really, you're right. Because the movie theater's got to be affected by streaming services. Because bitch like me, if I don't want to, I would wait for it to go on streaming. So,
And that's my thing with streaming, because like, think about, was it Lightyear? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Did they release it on Disney Plus at a certain date, or release out in the movies and you could stream it and just had to pay a fee, like new movies?
No. It released after, but it released very, very, it didn't, you know how like it, I feel like it would take a while between the movie and the DVD.
It was one of them where like you could pay to stream it.
That was during the pandemic when the movies were like closed. I think it was like. Black Widow, so the Scarlett Johansson movie. Maybe Cruella, I want to say. Cruella, you can stream it at the same time. Which they sue for that. They literally sue for that because they get a certain amount of money for what they make in the box office. If ain't no box office and y'all just release this shit to streaming, y'all got me fucked up.
But like, they still had to pay individually, right?
But then, I guess, in that regard, because, I mean, if you take your whole family
to the movies, they got to buy,
right,
yeah.
You got to buy each person a ticket, but if you just buy it on TV, which that's exactly what we did. We watched Cruella at the house.
Exactly. How much was it? Y'all remember?
I don't remember. I wish I remembered.
Let's say y'all paid $20. I guess they only got $20 for 50 people to watch. You know, not 50 people in y'all house. You know what I mean?
You can have a whole screen of them there.
Literally.
So, yes, the girls sued, and they got their money. That's the crazy part. Like, they legit got their money.
Yes, you tell the girls to calm down.
I was like, oh, shit. Because what? I mean, people weren't going to the movies. What were the girls supposed to do?
We couldn't do shit. I will never forget the pandemic. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
When they first shut down everything, like, for real, mm-hmm. I was like, we can't do a thing.
Only thing you could go, only place I was going was to get something to eat. Because it was a couple of restaurants that were still open for takeout. That was the highlight of my day back then.
A lot of businesses, they were lost to us.
They were. I lost West Elm in the fire.
Through the fire.
Sad. It's funny you sing that, because he dragged his baby mama through the dirt.
Oh no.
Maybe he called them other two cum donors. I said,
ooh.
Legit. I was like, oh, nice. He's unhinged.
You saw Kanye said about Kim.
No, what are you saying?
Kim has diarrhea more than no person should.
He did not say that.
So Kim has diarrhea a lot. Actually, way more than no person should.
When did
should.
He say that?
Oh, apparently, it was on his story. He typed that out.
Bitch.
And then he also shared a screenshot of Kim being like, please don't talk about our personal business on in social media.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said something. I can't remember what the response
Imagine
was.
Being... Because it's not like Kim Kardashian, the only person he know. He know a lot of people, but... Like, can you imagine him spilling business like that about Beyonce on the internet?
Celebrities dragging celebrities.
That shit is wild. He literally wrote, I think it was, I want to say it was himself first, then Travis Scott, and then, what's that boy name? Tristan Thompson. And he said, my fellow cum donors unite, or some shit like that. And I was like,
this man gonna say anything out of his mouth.
I know Kris Jenner is sick, because that's the one nigga she cannot control.
You cannot. And I was listening to B. Simone podcast, the Know For Sure podcast. I'm not calling it B. Simone podcast. But she was talking, they were talking about if I got a, they were talking about the team members. It was like nobody on the team had to sign an NDA.
Okay.
Because if I got to make you sign an NDA, what is that saying about me or what is that saying about you?
Point.
Everybody just had like a moment of like
you not trust these people, right?
Or you know it's some bullshit going on in your life, and you know
you gotta hide.
So it's like, what is that saying about you, or what is that saying about me? So what nobody on their team has an NDA because they don't live a life where anything should have to be hidden, or they shouldn't be afraid of anybody exposing anything.
I like that.
And I was like, bitch, you made a point.
She did.
So I thought about like Kanye and all them. they want people around them to sign NDAs because they don't want shit like, oh, Kim got a lot of fucking diarrhea, stuff like that. They don't want that to come
out. They don't.
So they making sure motherfuckers around them who work for them, I'm pretty sure everybody signed the NDA.
Yeah.
Because what do y'all either not trust the people that y'all working with or y'all know some bullshit going on?
Messy ass shit. When you got that many people in your family, it's bound to be some messy ass shit.
All the time. Well, of course.
They regular as hell.
But for some reason, Kanye slipped through the cracks. Or maybe diarrhea wasn't a part of the NDA.
It's what blows me is that everybody here knew what this was. Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, like both, even if you don't even want to talk about their families, like the two individual people, they knew exactly what it was because that's the thing that they like celebrated about each other when they first got together. He was all in our face, shoving this white woman in us, which is like Kim Kardashian was already famous, mm-hmm. so she didn't need any more shoving, but you made it a point to marry this woman and like tell us that the sun shined out of her ass.
Right.
And I'm just like, why are you trying to act like you don't give, like you don't like this woman, or this woman is bad, this woman is dirty, this woman is all these different things, but you married her and you had kids with her. So I don't understand.
Because if something came out about he don't want them to decide where the kids go to school, because talking about he ain't promoting sex tapes and pornos, you married the lady that did that.
It was all good back in 2000 or whatever.
Like, imagine you just paid for or just bought the new, like, it was like another sex tape, not another one, but like a copy of, I guess, the original. What? He apparently bought that for Kim.
No.
So she had, it was like an episode on their new show.
I know you fucking lying.
I swear.
What?
Like, you bought the tape so nobody else had. Like, you had the copies of the sex tape.
I mean, sir, it's already on the internet.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I didn't understand that.
Okay.
But it was a crying moment. It was all that. She was like, Kanye bought the tape for me. Or got the tape for me. I don't know, bought it, got it, whatever that
maybe
means.
Are they talking about some new tape?
I have no idea. It was given the Ray J sex tape thing. But like I said, we've all seen that. That's been years ago.
Everybody, I mean, maybe they don't want to freshly coming out again. But that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody got this sitting at their house. You know what I mean? Like, somebody done downloaded this from the internet.
If you or I posted it on social media,
oh, I guess they come right
then they'll come right by it.
But I feel like I could still go just search for the game. Okay, anyway.
Probably,
but,
so.
Okay.
That's why I was like, well, this is such a moment. Like, I can't go Google this tape right now. At least pictures or clips of it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was interesting.
But I always go back to that scene where he was, like, getting on to her about dressing sexy because he just felt like, you know, that's when he started doing gospel music and he just felt like it went against his image and I just don't like when you do that. It hurts me. It this, it that. And she was just like, but when we first got together, you were the one who wanted me to dress like this. You were the one picking out all my clothes.
Deadass was dressing her, but okay. That's my head down.
I'm just like, sir, you just a nigga arguing with his baby mama on the internet. Leave us alone. And Chris, I cackled at that text message that he posted where somebody said Chris is like kindly asking you know to stop talking about her. I'm 67 and this stresses me out. I screamed because Chris is saying, bitch, I'm old.
I'm old, please.
I don't want to do this with you.
And what they have not learned is I would not text that man phone because obviously he gonna post your shit on his story.
Whether he like you or not, he did the same thing to John Legend. And John Legend had to be like, oh, okay. I know B do not talk to him no more. Because can you imagine?
Could you imagine? It makes me wonder, do like what celebrities make everybody sign an NDA and which ones don't? And if it is, if they do, are y'all hiding something from like us or y'all just don't trust the people that y'all working with? Because I want to know if anybody around Beyonce, like she said, a bitch has got to sign an NDA to be around her.
She did say
so,
that.
So, what the fuck you hiding, bitch?
Spill the beans.
I want to fucking know so bad.
Maybe it's just, I guess it got to be the popularity because I mean, she's Beyonce and she know everybody trying to get a story about her. So it's like, yeah. Don't ring your mouth about me, please. I don't need my business in the streets.
I did that. Remember I told you I would pay good money just for Beyonce to see like a Beyonce right. house tour type shit?
Right.
I just want to know things like that about
just
her.
Do it on your stories.
Do the bitch have Marvel Calipop? I just need to know.
I would love if she did the Vogue 100 questions when they go into people's houses and ask them. That shit would be... They did Kim and Kanye.
I would pay.
Yeah.
And she knows that.
Yeah, she do.
But that's how you know she ain't about
she
no
don't care,
she
right?
Don't give a fuck.
She don't give a fuck.
But it's like, I would pay to see that. She know you'll make a couple million off bitches like me just trying to see your kids' room. I want to see if they matched on the floor or if they got, like, elevated situation. Like, I just want to know.
Beyonce said, girl, much really.
If that makes me weird, that makes me weird. But I did. It's certain people's houses I want to know.
I actually want to know, too. I ain't even going to care. Beyonce?
Who Beyonce?
I want to see.
Bitch, like Rihanna can give me a little house tour if she haven't already. I don't know. But just little details.
I would love to. I'm almost more than Beyonce, really. Rihanna's house?
Yeah. I like to see a lot of bitches. Bring back cribs, please.
Architectural Digest literally be doing this. They just don't be doing it for people like Rihanna and Beyonce.
I need y'all. I need somebody to do it for them.
Architectural Digest literally does this, and I love that series.
I even take the smaller celebrities until y'all can get to the bigger ones. Like, you know, show me Ari Lennox's house. I'll watch that.
Right. It's a lot of good people on there, but it's not Beyonce.
Doja Cat house probably fun. Just because I've seen
I'm
the weird
sure
shit she's done.
Like, yeah, she's weird.
That's
I'm
probably
sure
fun.
It is.
Who else got a fun house?
I like her new
I'm trying to think of a guy.
You know who had a nice house? I felt like it was like it wasn't some big sprawling mansion or whatever, but it was like a cute little cozy home. What's his face? The white boy. G-Eazy. The one who had a song Cardi B and A$AP.
Oh, that's the only thing I know. Damn.
I knew it. But he had a nice house. I thought it was cute. Courtney and Travis got a nice house.
I know. They had a house together. They got a nice house. Married. Why didn't I think that?
They do. You should watch that.
All their houses be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got children, Kardashian. I'm already convinced it's a nice home. Please.
When they did Kim and Kanye, theirs, again, you've seen the pictures of the insider. Shit looks like cavemen live there. Like, what is this?
I'm about to tell Northie to tell her house is ugly so you get mad. So that's why your house is ugly.
Woo!
Your house is ugly. North is going to be
a star.
She acts just like Kanye
she
and
told
I.
Told that lady. That's why, Kimberly, you also knew what this was, girl. You met that man after he got on stage and said, I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Kanye been, what you call it, a riot. Like, Kanye been a riot for years.
Years.
And you knew this about him.
And then Jay-Z even said one time, he was like, y'all understand, like, Kanye's been like this.
Yeah. This ain't new.
No.
It's not new.
He was like, Kanye has literally been like
this. The only thing new is that he bringing like Kim and him into it.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm here for. I just like any celebrity tea I can get. And hearing it from another celebrity makes me want to believe it more. Because if TMZ would have said, right, Kim has diarrhea, I'd be like,
I'm girl, please. You know, TMZ actually be like reporting real news. But
they do be on it sometimes.
They on it. They be, I feel like they the ones reported Kobe Bryant died. Like, yeah. The very first one.
Crazy as hell.
TMZ got people in this house right now.
Hey.
TMZ is everywhere.
We got money, somebody else ain't got shit going.
But just, and to say it about your ex-wife, like, it ain't just some bitch you know, because y'all be in the studio. No, this is your ex-wife.
And he probably knows. Like, that's probably one of her biggest buttons. Like, don't talk about my personal
shit
online.
True, because that makes her look not sexy. Exactly. They have to uphold an image.
Yeah, which is why I think bitches like them, like, they are probably so strict about an NDAs for reasons just like that.
Well, girl.
Because they have an image. And what I also want to discuss, are BBLs going out of style? Because Kim is slim. And she ain't got a big butt no more. Kind of, sort of. And the bitches are saying BBLs are out of style. Dream was on TikTok doing an interview. She was like, yeah, I'm getting mine, you know, taken away or whatever the fuck. So that's like a thing now.
Because the Kardashians got theirs removed. Khloe and Kim.
Just saying. So all the bitches trying to follow them and, you know, trying to, I don't know what that was about.
I don't either, honestly. Because
did y'all just not like y'all body or y'all just trying to keep up with the trend or show us that y'all had money to go get this financial
surgery? I mean, Kehlani, she didn't get she didn't get a BBL. She got her boobs done, but she said she took hers out. Now. She said she took hers out because they were making her sick. So, and then the K-Michelle thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like that also might have something to do with it.
Yeah,
because that doesn't look fun.
And my thing is, they got money, and that shit happened to them. Right. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. Like they, I'm not gonna say they didn't go to the best of the best, but like it happened to bitches with money.
Right.
So motherfucker like me, who I'm paying for my surgery on credit, like most of the bitches be doing. What's gonna happen to me? Am I gonna get sick too? Because I ain't
scared. People going to get multiple BBLs. Since her has been under the knife multiple
times. They said you gotta go back for like second rounds and stuff.
For real?
That's like a thing.
Oh. Girl, no. I'm not going for
They're like, yep, you're going to want a second round because it's going to happen.
Oh, God.
So you already could barely pay for the first one. Like I said, you paying for it over time. You know, they got payment plans. So right, you got right, that right. Credit shit.
Right.
You can do it like that. But it's like, you did your first one like that. So you can do the second one like that, too. It's giving you ain't got it. If you can't wake up tomorrow and be like, man, I got 7,000 for my boobs. Let me go ahead and handle that this weekend. Like, I don't think you should be getting your body done.
No, I don't think so either. I didn't realize. There are tons of girls that are doing that.
Yeah. Think of the normal bitches like you and I walking through the avenues. Not saying y'all ain't got it, but could you go get your boobs done again tomorrow? Answer the question, yes or no.
Why would you want to? Like, oh my God, multiple surgeries? I just want a one and done.
I'm just speaking on just, could you go and get your nose done tomorrow, your boobs done Thursday? Like, can you go back to that? No. Because you want to know why? Because you're average.
And it's okay. Average people don't need BBLs. They really don't. I don't think they do. I don't know. You know, I could be lying.
That's why I didn't understand. It's like, if y'all hate y'all body,
unrealistic beauty expectations. Everybody gotta have a fat ass. Everybody gotta have a little waist.
And allegedly, the men don't like the fake bodies. They like us women with the natural bodies.
They say that about everything.
Talking about, Kitty was telling me something about it. So it's a guy who was like, "Yeah, I can't take that home." I was like, "Oh, so that's how they feel."
Okay.
They feel like they like. The woman with the, what's somebody with just the body? You know what I'm talking about. Like, BBL, lip fillers, like that type of girl or whatever.
What's some name? The Claremont Twins.
They like, they can look at it, just good to look at, but they can't take that home.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, I don't think they're trying to get taken home, but all right.
I don't think so either. And well, I got like right. home to what? Home to like their mama?
Yeah,
home to,
like, wife the up. Kids, maybe.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm like, okay, so bitches out here getting their body done just so y'all be satisfied looking at them, but they'll never get married. So now bitches with bodies ain't gonna never get married?
Right.
I don't believe that men don't like the new body situation.
I don't either.
I mean, there are some that look completely ridiculous, like botched in a way.
Right, yes,
so
of course.
So I can see what they're like, why the fuck that bitch did that?
No, dead ass. But the people that can't tell or the people where it looks good, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all don't care.
Y'all don't care.
Y'all do not care.
Because you probably wouldn't know until they told you. All right. Boobs done. All my butt done. God bless it. Let me talk about the average.
You know what I want to know? What I want to talk about? Why is everybody coming out with a skincare line?
This is easy.
Everybody and their mama is called, like, how many times y'all gonna sell me vitamin C?
What I was telling them, when Kaka was talking about she wanted to do like a makeup brand, like palettes and lipstick and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, girl, get on AliExpress, get on DHgate, get on all of that. They literally have packages and stuff like that. All you gotta do is pay to get the label put on it.
Oh my god.
And then boom, there's your beauty brand.
Is that what they're doing with these?
Absolutely.
They gotta be it. Because there's no way y'all in here developing these brand new spanking formulas and this extraordinary shit. Like, there's no way. Like, please. At this point, I'm tired.
Cause I like Aria, whatever. But she just released her skincare. Was it makeup? Is it makeup or skincare? Either way.
Fletcher?
Yeah. Okay. She, so she just released, let's say it's skincare for whatever reason.
Okay.
I don't, you're not an esthetician.
No.
You know nothing about skin.
Right.
So if you expect me to believe you was in a lab, like, ooh, yeah, add a little extra this
and
to that.
And the same goes
make sure
to
the SPF.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't that type
you're
of girl.
You're not doing that. That's, and the same thing goes for these celebrity girls. Like, Lori Harvey got nice skin, so I'm supposed to buy skincare from her? Lori Harvey got money. Lori Harvey can go get whatever treatments, whatever stuff she want to buy. She's not, like you just said, she's not an esthetician. She's not a dermatologist.
She did not create this from scratch, which some girls do, but you did not. You went and found this nice product. And again, it's a website. Well, if you and I want to start a candle business right now, they have candles all over the website where you just pick the packaging you like and put your label on it and send that bitch out. We ain't got to make shit.
And I'm not knocking at it if that's what you do. But
I'm not going to either. Matter of fact, I think it's genius.
These celebrities, I'm just like, girl, again, they can't, how many of these are they going to put on the shelf? Somebody's got to get the, like, somebody got to get the boot.
Somebody, and what I was just trying to explain to Kayla, I was like, yeah, girl, you ain't got, because she thought she had to sit there and mix up some, which, like I said, some people do make their own lip balms and lipsticks from scratch, you know, this and that. You can do it. You can make your own lip gloss, of course. Or you can just get your ass on here and pick out the shades you like and slap your label on it and send it on by this way. You pick it, whichever one you want to.
Right.
If you want to say you made something, make it. Like, right. Literally make it.
Right.
Hair oil, lipstick, all of that.
It's entirely up to you, too.
It's up to you. Yeah. Or you can go to that website, pick out a nice layout, get your shit, pick out your shade, slap your label on it, and look, throw some blonde hair on it, call it something different,
Stop.
You know? That's essentially what the girls are doing. And either way, I think either way will make you money. It's just how much work do you really want to put into something?
Yeah, if you're, like, really passionate about this, do you really want to be doing that?
Exactly.
You know, do you really want to have that be your thing, or do you just want to make a quick buck?
Because there are brownie points in saying that I dead ass made this from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get this shit nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I do.
She do.
I like couture.
Come on,
I do. But there's also a nice little brownie point in saying, you know what? I made $1 million off of a product I found online. I ain't at that either. I ain't have to do no work.
No.
I'm just essentially the middleman at this
very
point.
Very minimal work, yeah.
Very minimal work. I'm for that as well.
Which is what a lot of these big companies are doing anyway.
And like you said, like the R Fletch, all the rapper girlfriends that came over with a skincare line, fucking waist trainers, like, y'all bottom shit.
You ain't have to do that.
Like, I cannot stand a waist trainer, but I mean, I get it and I don't get it. Bitches who never go to the gym always got on a waist trainer. Where is fat going? Who told you wearing this for 8 hours? You ain't never worked out.
Right.
You
eating French fries. I sweat underneath it when I'm, you know, working out or when I'm running my errands.
Let me shut up.
I remember the waist trainer days and like the intense, everybody and their mama was selling a waist trainer. Everybody had a hair company and everybody was selling waist trainers. And I will never forget.
A fucking waist trainer. What else was a good one?
Because
you said hair already. That was a good one.
You know who really shook up the game?
Who?
Keisha K. Orr.
Mm.
When she came out with them color lipsticks, the girls could not. Everybody was copying that.
Absolutely.
Everybody was copying
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Well, Wayne's bright ass lipstick, too.
And honestly, she always looked good, and I love that trend. Guilty.
Where were we going?
Big guilty. Wear a lavender lipstick. Like, girl, who are you? First of all, that shit just makes your teeth look so yellow. Color theory? Yeah. Yellow is the complement of purple.
Oh,
so
no.
When you was wearing that lavender lipstick, your teeth looked so yellow. It's why your teeth look nice and bright and white when you wear like a blue undertone red.
I was about to say, I feel like you wear red lipstick. I feel like my teeth were like the whitest looking ever.
They were.
Like, bitch.
They were.
Come on, Chris Colgate.
They were. But lavender, dirty.
No. Dirt. Won't be doing that. Oh, he works at Publix. Kenneth Neighbor works at Publix. I know that green. Oh, maybe
it's... I know that green.
Is that a Publix shirt?
It is a Publix shirt. Okay. Gotta be. I'm like, something.
Let me wear a college shirt, though. Is that a college shirt?
It is, yeah. It looks like it.
Okay, I see the collar now. No, I don't.
Wait.
Just wanted to mind my business.
Oh, no, I see a collar. Yeah, you got a collar.
Okay.
Why your dress got a collar?
What's that from?
Bad Girls Club. She was talking about that girl outfit on the reunion, and she kept hollering it. Why your dress got a collar? Also, Kid Fury. It was an episode where he kept saying that on the read. Did you watch Rap Shit?
I did.
It was the season finale. First of all, the amount of episodes y'all be giving us and expecting us, 3 hours of television. What am I going to do with this? Bring back 20 plus episodes, please.
It's the fact that the girl, what's the girl name? She want to be their manager, but she's like a pimp.
Chastity.
When I first realized she was the girl from Bad Girls Club, I was like, I know this girl.
Pardon?
She was on Bad Girls Club.
She was not.
She was a gay girl. She was. I remember her beef. Well, she was dating one of the other girls in the Bad Girls Club. She also had a girlfriend.
Wow.
I remember that was a thing. Look up. She was on Bad Girls Club. Wow. I'm like, I know this bitch. Like,
you know what, Eva? I'm not mad at that at all. She's turning these people into stars. I know that's right. Because Mia, the girl who played Mia, didn't realize she was on Love & Hip Hop at all.
But oh, yeah, the girl from here. Right.
Yeah, I did not realize that at all. So
let's twerk for me.
Okay, but can we quickly talk about that embarrassing ass moment where Shauna was on stage?
And she like thought she killed it.
She did.
Did she really believe she killed it until she saw like the live video and the comment? Mm-hmm. First of all, I never thought she was great at rapping. I didn't see it for her.
She's okay, but like what, like Mia said, these two songs we got wouldn't exist without me. So correct. Why are you talking about I'm the pin behind the bars?
She did say that.
Again, you would have never had the confidence to create Seduce and Scheme. Mia wrote her own part. Yeah.
So like, what the fuck?
I don't understand what you're trying to do.
I mean, wasn't it Kim? Didn't I write my own part? Bitch. Hold on. Wait. Got me thinking.
She absolutely deserved to get cussed out. And then you embarrassed us. We rehearsed. And then you got on the stage and embarrassed us like this.
And what made it worse, the people actually liked the first song. It was
vibing to it, and then she killed the whole momentum when she did that.
Can I spit something for y'all? Can I spit
breathing all heavy into the mic? I was like, okay.
No, you can't. Now look at y'all ass over here with Raina Rain. Is her name the white girl rapper?
And I'm like, Tor, y'all got two songs. They're gonna make they're gonna have to make more, right?
The bitches are gonna do whatever they can. But I did quite enjoy it. Okay, so how you feel about the last episode? Because I mean, she was messing with her baby daddy for a second.
She was.
And then like he came back to the house and she said something, I don't want to go backwards.
Yeah. You know,
was she only saying that because she met that other guy, or was she saying that because genuinely this ain't gonna go nowhere?
I think it was because she met the other guy. I think that helped, but I also think she was thinking about what Shauna said about how, because Shauna, I felt like, was projecting her own situation onto Mia when Mia might have had a good thing going on, and she just felt like because what was going on between her and Cliff, oh no, you know, don't do that. She really took that to heart. She was like, you for real? Like, you think he's using me? Because she pretty much told him, like, or told her that, yeah, he just trying to get with you because you up and you doing this whole music thing. And it's like,
oh, damn. I was missing.
Because she was in bed. She was, like, really thinking about it. She was like, damn, is he really, like, should I be doing this? Should I not? And she asked him about it.
She gave him, like, he gave him, like, a beat or something.
Right. Helped him, like, mix it or whatever. So it's like, again, Shauna, you used to know how to write a main character we don't like.
I'm over here dead ass like, Shauna was not moving me. And I'm talking about during that little performance when she messed up the whole thing. I was like, this ain't do nothing for me. I could see if it was good.
It was not.
But it wasn't even good.
She was screaming pro-life. But in this rap shit, I'm killing my daughters. Girl, please. I was like, it was the breathing heavy into the mic for me. Because you just knew. Mia was looking at her like, what is going on? Like, you just knew she was finna.
She also said, Mia, you want to spit something at some point? And Mia was like. And then they cut them off and got them off the stage. Thank you, DJ. She's like, I didn't know we had a limited time. I thought we had more time.
And then to look at Chastity and be like, and it was so funny because Fury was tweeting about it. Like, he was live tweeting the show. And I can't remember the meme he used. That shit was so funny. Because for you to get up here in Chastity face talking about, oh, you're not professional. You're not this, that, and the third. But you on stage ruining it for your you and your partner who had a thing planned. Yeah. That's why you rehearse. Who's not being professional, Miss Mamas? I don't understand.
I'm glad it was in the comments eating her ass up, too.
I'm glad it was.
Because she probably needed to see that. Girl, calm yourself down.
She needed the social media, what is it? I mean, it's not that. Like, it's validation. Just validation for the wrong shit.
Where I thought they was going with that was the fact that people was going to like Mia more and try to push Mia to be solo.
Because they did. You seen that comment? I was like, oh, Mia should just go solo.
I think I did. That's where I'm getting that from. Because I'm like, Mia going to end up being solo. Because like, that's the personality they was going. They like, anyway, the little city girl type.
Exactly. And Shauna don't have that.
Shauna don't have it at all. With her two homegirls, she wanted to be right for them. That's why they going to, Shauna had to be out the fucking door, because Mia didn't need her at that point.
When she hooked back up with that guy who she used to work with, like, back in the day, I guess, when they were in college, I was kind of glad he read her, because it's like, you really trying to sit here at, like, you better than everybody else, and, like, you just so above the whole shit. And he was like, girl, but everything I told you to do, you're doing right now, and that's the only reason you popping, like.
Exactly. Literally. Because even Mia told her that. Mia was like, yeah, we ain't going we can't do these masks and these furrows. That ain't gonna get us nowhere. She should know that, because you ain't getting no further than your YouTube screen or whatever she was uploading to. So that should tell you something. I know it sucks, but that should tell you
something.
That's
just the way of the world.
That's the way of the world.
If you want
to be popping. I don't personally, right now, bro, you show me a bitch rapping with a fro and a mask, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, dead ass.
Turn on the city girl.
No, because people don't want to hear that, because somebody does. I ain't going to say
somebody does.
Nobody does, but most of us want to have fun. And that's what this music is for, okay? We're trying to vibe, trying to have fun, trying to get lit, okay?
Trying to get lit.
I'm so sorry that the girls aren't really responding to your social justice.
And life. She had an audience, but I guess it wasn't a big enough audience for you to blow up the way that you thought you should have.
And when I've noticed something, when people are like that, when they feel like they're really talented but they are not getting anywhere, they start to blame the people who have gotten places and look at them. look at them like it's their fault that they've made it somewhere, even though you could be putting in, you know, you could do the same thing. You're just mad because you feel like you're overlooked and you know, you're talented and all these other people get attention. I see that shit all the time. All the time. Please. I don't know why you're mad at these people, because they did what they had to do or whatever. People like, I don't know what it is, but that's not their fault. Like, she was talking cat. Like, granted, Rain to Rain is obviously a joke, but like, you was talking cash shit about all these girls who do this and they selling out. When Mia was sitting at the bar and they was first talking about getting together, and she was just like, Mia was like, the way I said, you let these niggas control you. They got you in a mask and a fucking hoodie, girl. Like, no, for real. You the one sitting up here in front of your computer screen rapping mad at the world because you ain't getting nowhere.
Trying to prove a point and it's still not working for you.
And Mia just was really just trying to tell her, like, girl, this is what's gonna, like, this is what people want to hear. We're in Miami, Florida, sweetie. Come on now. The market is right here. What are you doing?
And I personally did feel like they should do exactly what they're doing right now. And then once they got big enough, okay, Shauna, go ahead and do your little shit over here on the side. Then that's something you have on the side, on top of your success. That's like Carisha. They a group. Obviously, they rap shit together. Not Carisha up here doing her podcast. It's like, you got to do something that you want to do.
Or you can fit that into the music if you really want to. You just got to think of more creative ways to do it, Miss Mamas.
It ain't the freestyle in the middle of our performance, though.
It's not. It's absolutely not. That shit was so, I literally had to turn the volume down, like, all the way down, because I was so embarrassed.
What's it called? Secondhand embarrassed?
Yes. I felt that shit. So bad. Do you get it? It's bad as me, because I cringe.
I had it.
Oh my goodness.
I made me feel bad, because I was like, do everybody think that is good except for me? When I realized it showed the audience, I'm like, oh yeah, they not fucking with this. They was like, what?
No. She was that girl saying, let him use you. I hollered. Because that's what it was giving. It was giving, like, I'm going to preach. It was not giving, I'm going to bust some rhymes. Like, no.
It was killing me. The guy who, I guess, was over the party, the one who was there with Timbaland and whatnot, he was, like, feeling them. He was, like, bobbing his head. He was like, oh, shit. Like, he even was, like,
literally had them until Shauna fucked it up, trying to go back to that civil rights bar.
Carisha, please. No, I'm glad you brought up the whole, you might think, not even think you have a good idea. You could have a grand-ass idea. But it ain't, I don't know if you didn't target it to the right audience or something like that. So now you try to target that to the city girl audience, and they not fucking with it. Mm-hmm. So now you either, and you know it's something good, but it's just not for them. Mm-hmm. So now you blame the city girl audience. When really you should.
Oh, y'all dumb. Oh, y'all don't want to think about nothing. Y'all don't care about nothing.
Y'all only like the popular girls and the rain.
Or y'all don't like the girls that shake their ass. Like, okay.
Yes, we're their fan base. That's exactly what we like. Thank you.
They're making music for us. You know, it's relatable. I don't know. Yeah, Mia, she absolutely deserved, Mia deserved to be able to cuss her out. Because when they went to that little meeting together and they were like, all sitting, she was really looking at Chastity like Chastity was playing. But she was dead right. Like, anywhere y'all have been, it's because of her.
Yeah. Whether she's scared to get y'all in or not.
Whether you find her aggravating or not, like, she's literally the reason that the club's playing y'all songs. She is the reason that y'all are even performing at this party. So why are you trying to act like she can't make moves for y'all? Like, that's what I don't understand about this girl. I don't understand it. You want to go places, but you don't want to put yourself in the position to go places.
And I was on the fence about Chastity at first. I was like, okay. Because when, what's her name? What's the light-skinned funny girl?
Pretty B.
When Pretty B started talking, like, good. You get them hoes in check. You did it. Like, she started talking to her like that. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, shit, I see where this shit finna go.
Yeah.
Chastity finna feel like they owe them something. Yeah. They owe her something.
Yep.
And it's going to turn into, I did this for y'all. I did this for y'all. Yep. And then they could easily be like, bitch, we didn't either ask you to do that, or actually you scammed and got us in here. And then by chance, this worked out this way.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how that was going to play out, but apparently Mia's fucking with Chastity.
She is.
So she's like, I know. And I would too, because
like she said, the proof is in the pudding. Like, I'm saying, you might feel like she's shady or whatever, or she don't really move the way you want her to move. Because obviously, I mean, even the guy who threw the party was complaining about her being all up in Timberland's face.
Yeah.
So it's fine to feel like that, but you cannot lie. She has gotten us to the places where we are. So we can at least give her a shot. Like, it's beneficial for both of us here. Come on.
I wonder how they was she making money? Were they any of them making money at this point?
I don't know. Because when she said the girls who were working the party wasn't making no money, I was very confused.
Look, that's when Pretty D got mad.
Right. Why you even tell us we was working for nothing?
Ooh, because when that man said that to her, she was pissed. She was like, huh?
Free? Huh?
I feel like she had a right to be mad at that moment because you didn't tell the niggas fucking free. Like, you didn't say that.
And I just want to point out, I don't like what they got going on. Like, I don't like how Chastity talked to her at all. I was like,
well, mind you, Chastity was going apparently easy on them at first, because now she really talking to them crazy.
She was. Because
she done talked. Was that her uncle, the same man that tried to kick her out?
Who that was?
Who the fuck is this man?
But that's what it's giving, because I didn't expect to see him again.
I'm trying to remember, was that the same man?
It
though.
Is, it is.
Oh, okay. So then I know who it is.
Yeah.
And he trying to teach her how to pimp. So now she went back, because remember when the girlfriend came back?
Right, right.
And I'm thinking she's going to walk away like, girl, I don't need your ass. But she's like, I do want to be here. I do need you. I was like, oh, shit.
I said, that's the
game. Now Chastity finna have a big head. Now she got these bitches with her. Come on, pimps and hoes.
That's the game.
Damn. Because the other three in the back, they wasn't complaining about nothing. They was just down for whatever.
Right.
Damn.
But she's talking about, we built this. And so she felt like it was a cold situation, whereas Chastity felt like, no, it's not.
I really want to look. Now we need more background, because did y'all kind of do this together? Because the girl is handling the other bitches kind of, sort of.
It is, and they listen to her.
They do listen to her.
Follow me, hoes.
Well, she was given, when they first introduced them to, it was given like they were, is like a, that was like her girlfriend, like her main girlfriend.
Right. Yeah,
and we do run this together.
Right. Exactly.
So she's like, this ain't no we shit. So it's like, bitch, are we not together?
He gave her the big head, and she ain't been the same since.
And that's why she was questioning her the way that she was.
Well,
she's like, he said we was getting this for free, and da da da. You know what I mean? Bitch, perception, communication will go a long fucking way in this. Goddamn. But it was even Pretty V at one point when she kind of made me mad a little bit when she was telling Chastity how to handle Mila and Shauna at one point.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, because she them bitches, they ain't da da da, and they ain't do this for you. I'm right. Like, oh, here we go.
Bitches ain't loyal.
So I feel like everybody in Chastity head.
Everybody is. And poor her, honestly, because I do have a little bit of sympathy for her, because you can tell she really don't know what to do. She really just trying to feel her way through.
Yeah.
And just make shit happen as she goes. So let's hope, I guess.
I'm trying to think what made her want to be their manager. Because she saw them going somewhere in a way, or she...
Because, you know, that's, yeah, and that's going to be a lot of money, okay. I'd imagine.
That's what I was getting at, is anybody making money right now? Because I haven't seen no checks being... y'all done been here and did this, and...
They went to the club appearance, they got a song played, but that wasn't for no money. They performed. Was that for money? I don't remember.
I have no idea. I guess so, it's just the exposure.
Yeah, to get some money.
Which helps. This is me rolling my eyes, because I've been in that position. I'm like, girl, please.
Don't do exposure.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah.
Okay, girl. Come on. Damn, look, it's gonna turn into a damn, what's it called, rap shit podcast.
Right.
Because I like the show.
I do too. I'm definitely gonna be back next season. That shit is good.
Now, mind you, Amelia and her friends, I thought they got into her head just a little bit, because I thought she was gonna quit the group for real, for real.
Yeah, she
and, like,
was talking
be done.
Shit about me and my, or Shauna, in my opinion.
Got a lot. I was like, I don't throw no other bitch but these.
I was like, oh.
Oh, bitch, you trying to cut deep. Okay.
Can you imagine me getting on the internet being like, yeah, I don't fuck with no bitches and stuff. Right. And you not
me
not.
On the comments. Fuck you up. I'll be right here. But for dead ass, when Shauna saw that, she should have been like, oh. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
She was. Her little heart was broken. That's why she ended up texting that boy. Texting Cliff. Fuck him.
Girl, did he even text her back?
Yeah, he did.
What he said?
I think he said something like, I miss you, or something like that.
Oh, boy, fuck you.
He was like, hey,
bitch.
I miss you, or some shit. Because the boy wasn't texting her back with Maurice.
Because he was in jail.
Right. Maurice wasn't texting her back. Mia wasn't texting her back. She ain't have none of her people.
Bitch, when they show all them damn MacBooks in that room.
So they scamming. when they show how she actually does the scam at first, I was like, okay.
Kim, the end.
Yes, when she ran. Not that that's what you fell out about. Yes, when she ran, I screamed.
In the hills. You don't have no sense. Out of place. So dumb. I'm like, what's up? What's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about. Is everybody okay? Now everybody know you're guilty. They say you're the jail girl.
Is my mom okay? Like, I'd have been so dumb. I'm like, who died? What's going on? I'm like, oh, yeah. We just got a couple questions for you. About what?
I knew. Oh, you are so dumb.
A card. I ain't even got no debit cards. I pay cash for everything. Look, dumb. This whole gonna run. You look guilty as fuck.
At the hotel.
Don't even know what they was gonna ask you about.
Don't.
They could have been there because somebody died.
But she knew they wasn't. She knew they wasn't. But, girl, you gotta play dumb.
You can't be scary.
You gotta play dumb, girl. God, that was
scamming
funny.
Ain't for everybody. That's how you know.
Announcing her tour with two songs. Announcing her tour on Instagram to run from the police at your place of business, your place of work.
I'm glad it was at any place of work and not at no big, big party because everybody was seeing her. That's what I was waiting for. Because was somebody recording her run?
I guess so, yeah.
Because that's how we saw.
Right.
Bitch, now you're gonna be all alive.
Oh my God, yeah, somebody say something. They go over there all
that's the first thing I thought about. I was like, my goodness. This bitch is gonna be all on Instagram.
It's about this little city girl story. This is JT.
Yeah. But JT wasn't running from them hoes.
No, she wasn't. Obviously, it's like scandalized, but like, girl, that is so messy.
Yeah, I was just announcing. So I guess it ain't no tour. Well, I mean, ain't saying she went to jail. It ain't get that far yet.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because Maurice got out, but I'm sure he got out on bail. But that don't mean he's not going to trial.
He didn't say exactly what. I mean, we can assume the scamming thing, of course. But was it because he was selling? Or was it because they caught him swiping a car? Like, what was it exactly?
But when she threw that phone on the bus.
On the bus?
Yes, remember she sat down and he FaceTimed her and she was like, where have you been or whatever? And he was like, I said, he said,
in fact, jail. She was riding the bus. She didn't got a car?
I guess not. I thought she needed that scamming.
She had to. And then he's like, go take a bath. And that's what she was like. It was like cold for whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, go wash up, clean up. Something cold was.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
But why did she? I still don't understand. Like, why did you throw? She was like, oh, sorry. Why did you throw the phone? I thought she had. When I saw in the trailer, like in the previews, I thought she had saw something like really scandalous. Like, no, he just told you he went to jail. Like, girl, please.
Are the phones bugged? Are the phones tapped? Or whatever she said. He's like, yep. Just go take a bath. I could not believe. And then why are you doing this on your personal phone? Why you got no burner phone?
I would assume they did. They feel like they had more
she
than
one. She was deleting shit off of her phone. Like the pictures of the
oh, her.
Car.
Okay,
I'm that's right. What I'm saying.
Yeah, 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 her.
So he like, go clean up your shit. And it's like, everything is on
she
your phone.
She the one not even texting in code. So Shauna was definitely going to jail. Because remember when she texted him and he was like, code. Like, yeah. What the hell's wrong with you, girl? Her. You wouldn't be pleased. That's you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when she said conch. And it was like, can you at least act like you from Miami? It's conch.
When I first learned that, it was at college from my friends who was from Miami.
Oh.
Hollywood, Florida, actually. But, you know, whatever.
Period.
I was like, what the fuck is conch? Why do I keep talking about some conch? Shanice, it was Shanice. She looked at me, she was like, conch? I said, conch? I can read. Like, what the fuck? She's like, I know, but it's pronounced conch. I was like, girl, whatever the fuck y'all is.
You better not do Miami like that.
Dead ass, because bitch, we can read. And I just want to go on record that shit is conch. I know y'all pronounce it conk.
Woo!
Why is it pronounced conk? Is that because Miami says it that way, or that's how it's really supposed to be pronounced? That's what I really want to know.
I feel like.
Because if that's the case, your
it
couch
be a little bit of both.
Should be a conk. Everything with a CH at the end should sound like a CK at the end.
This is English. Don't act like that, okay? You know, it's all kinds of silent shit going on.
Nah, bro.
Don't even do them like
that. So don't pronounce the H at the end is what they're getting at.
That's what they're getting at. It's aspirated.
Okay, knife. And, you know, just there for no reason, taking up paper space, lines. They're just dumb. God,
who is that at?
I just will never forget that moment because I never knew what the fuck it was anyway. I still never tried it.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, they put all the fucking veggies in it. It's like, what's it called? A conch salad?
I always think about conch fritters. That's what I always think.
I never even tried those. That's probably the closest thing I get to is trying that. I said, like, what the fuck is conch? What the fuck anybody? What the fuck?
Did you get the fried conch?
That's real.
Can you really find that? Like you from Miami, girl? Damn.
Where was they at when that happened?
They was in me apartment. That was right after they rap the song for the first time when she told me she wrote that song and Chastity came over. I was like, oh my God, how did they deal with her? And every, I feel like that dynamic is so common. The girl who's, you know, down to earth, you know, round the way or whatever, and then the girl who's very much, I went to college, uppity, I think I'm better than everybody else.
But you still was from the same place.
But, like, right, but we not? All from the same place, so everybody looking at you crazy because why is you acting like that?
That's funny. Because, like, they met in, like, elementary, was it high school or middle school? When did they meet? Shit.
It was at least high school, but it might be younger. I know they at least went to high school together.
Because it was given y'all was childhood friends in a way. And obviously, like, you went to college.
Right, she went to school with all them girls. And it was only Mia who was, like, actually friends with her and actually liked her. Because they hate her ass. They was like, I don't know why you keep talking to that bitch.
Because that means she was acting like that in high school then.
Of course. Like, you light skinned, so you feel like you better than her.
I literally came across a TikTok that was like, when you the, what's the name, cousin who was raised a little bit different from your other cousins. And they was playing that song in the background talking about, that's why I fucked your baby daddy. And that's the same type of shit that got your baby daddy. See, now I gotta pull it up because when I tell you, I holler.
It is. That is also another common dynamic.
I'm the cousin that wasn't raised like that, y'all, but I am absolutely with the shit that y'all
little
with.
Little prissy, but we're just.
We've all been around them cousins that just a little deep in the trenches, and it's like, ooh, girl. Right. Enough, right? Never have to do that.
Oh, my God. That is so hilarious.
Woo! That's Shauna looking at me and her friend.
No, legit, yes. That's exactly what that is.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
But
Shauna, kiss my ass.
I really do like rap shit, y'all. I know we keep talking about it. I'm looking down like I know what I'm looking at. Trying to be careful.
Way like that, like you really just be
looking. Where am I looking? Am I over here? Over there?
Legit, I thought you was looking at the same little spot I be looking at, but you.
I just can't remember where. This is the first time I really leaned over, like looked at it. Other than, like, the first couple times, I'm like, where is that shit?
Oh my god,
there it is.
You are so dumb.
But I was gonna speak on the boy who spilled the Hennessy on her, but now he was like trying to talk to her and whatnot.
Yes.
He gave her all that money.
Yeah, I was gonna talk about that next because I was gonna be like, would you leave your baby daddy for this man?
Please. So the baby daddy I'm already not with. Because they still not technically together.
Well, if you were her.
They still not together. True. They were just messing around. That's why I was trying to figure out what he came back for. Like that day when she was telling him she didn't want to go backwards. Was he there to pick up the daughter? Was he there to just fuck around?
Yeah, you know, kind of he feeling like, okay, we getting along. We cool. Because we
are hunching. And that's why your ass here.
Listen, when she asked him, like, you know, why are you here? Well, why are we doing this? And he was like, he mentioned that the music was a part of it, but he was like, it's the first time we ever had anything in common, or, you know, it's the first time we ever really been on the same page.
That's cute.
So he was feeling, you know, the things as well.
I would have dated them both.
Yeah, me too.
I probably wouldn't have told him, like, oh, I ain't trying to go backwards. I'd have been like, okay, this is cool.
Well, they're trying to hide it from their child, so they clearly don't need to be doing nothing, honestly. So I kind of felt her when she was like, you know, we in a good place. We don't need to really go.
I would have, honestly, I would have kept just dating them both. Okay. And just see where this shit go. Fair.
Yeah, you would see where this shit go. Kind of.
Because the baby daddy could dead just be playing. You know what? I knew, he's like, you would have known that. So it's fine. Yeah. But I got this other nigga on the side. Let's see what he trying to go with.
Let's. Because
just giving me money out of a goddamn bag.
Cute. And he giving me like $20K the first time I met him. Like, yeah.
Okay, so speak on the money. Okay, he gave her all this money.
Yeah.
I was trying to count it, but I don't know how much it was. Uh-huh. It was a couple stacks, right? Uh-huh. So the friends was in the car with her. Should the friends have gotten some of the money or was it like...
You know what? I feel like she should have broke... She didn't have to give them like a bundle, but she could have broke them off with something.
Again, I was trying to count how much it was, but it seemed like it was a couple thousand, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was a stack of hundreds. Was it not?
Kim, I couldn't tell you. Okay. I don't know what it was.
It looked like
I was trying to read a little band. Because I think the blue band be like 101.
Okay.
That was like a little orange band, if I'm not mistaken. But again, I have to watch again. Don't know. But let me find out it was $5,000. It was a stack in each band, right?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna look at y'all and be like, oh, I ain't gonna give you hoes nothing.
Right. No, I'm gonna give y'all something. Yeah. Because y'all did kind of help me get to this little place.
And he didn't ask her how much her bills was either. He just randomly gave whatever out that bag.
Oh, she was just.
And you know, bitches, that's how they get us, Lord.
They do. I like, she made it work for a little bit. Like, she got the bottle, she ain't go over there. Did she know she finessed him? I don't know. Did she finesse him? Because she was talking about, stop playing with me. I know what I'm doing. When she was showing the money on the bed, spreading all around.
Oh.
Like, girl, did you orchestrate this?
I don't think she orchestrated. I think it just worked out in her favor, whatever it was.
And that's what be killing me. Because, girl, me, you ain't even do nothing for real.
You did it.
You just was cute at the club.
Because honestly, she was just being honest. She was like, no, I gotta go to work. Yeah. And he was like, you know what? And when he turned around, I was like, give me my stuff. I was like, he's gonna pay my dad. Yeah, he's like, that's what he's gonna pay my
dad. Whole time, he paying her for 3 weeks. So,
this is a lot of fucking money. Yeah. And he was like, call me, bitch, my ass. I didn't know she was gonna call me immediately or like, wait. I'm glad she waited low key. But they was spending her, the friends, like, no, call him right now. So, what you would have did, Kim?
Oh, I said, okay. I would have definitely called that like right then and there.
I would have texted them, maybe been like, "Thank you."
No, I'd have called them. He's so fine too. Oh, Issa know how to pickle.
They do.
She did. God, watch rap shit. We just spent the last 20 minutes talking about that.
Sorry, that's some good ass shit right there.
It is some good ass shit. Okay, I guess we can wrap this one up, guys. Air horns. Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Twitter, we are the Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is Hey Pretty Lady _. We'll talk to y'all hoes next week.